You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio for the Shuswap and beyond, streaming live at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. The Voice's content is produced by volunteers. The means to broadcast is supported by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. You can become a recurring supporter of The Voice for as little as $5 monthly. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca. While you're there, take out a membership, only $20 a year, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week Live in the Shoe Swap goes down that slippery slope into slide area. They're a quartet of trombones led by Gareth Says and including Bob Rogers, Rich Thorne, and Gordon Waters. This T-Bone tetrad is supported by the rhythm section of Jordan Dick on guitar, Dan Smith on bass, Colin Spence on piano, and all the way from Kamloops, Richard Graham on drums. Before the break, you heard them performing Bob Rogers' arrangement of My Foolish Heart. The next couple of songs both feature arrangements by Gareth Says, and I'm going to let him introduce those songs. But first, I'd like to thank Gareth for providing me with the performance audio you're listening to this evening. As producer, recording engineer, and cable monkey here at Live in the Shuswap, I usually do all of the recording and editing myself. That's the can-do on a shoestring you need to bring to community radio. Anyway, on this particular occasion, I was called away and couldn't attend. And Gareth has been generous with his time and effort. Once again, thanks, Gareth. Now, enough about me. On with the show.
I mean, there was one in particular that was something I had sort of... I don't know why I decided to do it, but I got this idea in my head to do Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
Right.
As a trombone piece. And in my head, it seemed like a really good idea. And then I started trying to work on the arrangement, and I realized, man, this song is actually like deceptively complex as far as all the different pieces and parts to it. And I mean, you know, harmonically, it's a pop tune, but I mean, in form and structure, it posed a lot more difficult to it ended up being a lot more difficult to turn into a trombone piece than I thought it was going to be. But I was actually pretty happy with how it came out. I think after playing it and hearing it now, I've got some alterations that I'll do before the next time we play it. But
for what it's worth, I thought it came out sounding pretty powerful.
Oh, cool. So, thanks, man.
Yeah.
It was interesting after we played it, because I didn't tell anybody what the name of the tune was. I was going to make them guess. And then a lady in the audience actually pointed out that I didn't end up telling anybody what the song was. And she said, "What was that last song you played? It was beautiful." And because I've grown up with that song and I know the lyrics, I mean, it's just never a song that I would have thought of as being beautiful. But there you have it.
Thank you. thanks very much, everybody. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more trombones.
I mean, I've always been a Fred Wesley fan. I've always, you know, loved his playing. I've always loved that solo on Pass the Peas. It's always been something I've wanted to learn. And
Pass the Peas, Pass the Peas, like you used to say. Pass the Peas, Pass the Peas, Pass the Peas, like you used to say. Pass the Peas, Pass the Peas, Pass the Peas, like you used to say. Pass the Peas, Pass the Peas.
Crash. That's JV's song that Fred Wesley kind of made his solo famous on that tune. And yeah.